shall I come to the top of that same hill?
You do climb up it now. Look how we labor.
When we fix the ground is even.
Horrible steep. Hark. Do you hear the sea?
No, truly.
Why, then your other senses grow imperfect by your eyes, anguish.
So may it be indeed. Methinks thy voice is altered, and thou speakst in better phrase and matter than thou didst.
You are much deceived. Nothing am I changed but in my garments.
I sense you have better spoken.
Come on.
Sir, here's the place.
Stand still.
How fearful and dizzy it is to cast one's eyes so low. The crows and choughs that wing the midway air show scarce so gross as beetles. Halfway down hangs one that gathers samphire. Dreadful trade. He thinks he seems no bigger than his head. The fishermen that walk upon the beach appear like mice. Yon tall, anchoring bark diminished to a cock boy, almost too small for sight. Murmuring surge that on the unnumbered idle pebble chase cannot be heard so high. Oh, I look no more. Lest my brain turn and the deficient sight topple down headlong.
Set me where you stand.
Give me your hand. You are now within a foot of the extreme verge. For all beneath the moon would I not leap upright.
Go, my hand. Your friend's another purse. In it a jewel well worth a poor man's taking. Fairies and gods prosper it with thee. But then further off, bid me farewell and let me hear thee going.
Now fare you well, good sir.
With all my heart.
If I had to trifle thus with his despair, it is done to cure it.
Oh, you mighty gods. This world I do renounce it in your sight, shake patiently my great affliction off. If I could bear it longer and not fall to quarrel with your great opposers' wills, my snuff and loathed part of nature should burn itself out. If it will live, oh, bless him. Now, fellow, fare thee well.
Gone, sir, farewell!
And yet I know not how conceit may rob the treasury of life when life itself yields to the theft. Had he been where he thought, by this had thought been passed, alive or dead.
How you, sir? Friend? Hear you, sir? Speak.
Those mighty powers indeed. He revives.
What are you, sir?
Away and let me die.
Hadst thou been aught but gossamer, feathers, air, so many fathoms down precipitating, thou shiverest like an egg. But thou dost breathe. Hast every substance, bleeds not, speaks not sound. 10 masts at each make not the altitude which thou hast perpendicularly fell. Thy life's a miracle. Speak it again.
Have I fallen or no?
From the dread summit of this chalky bourne, look up ahead. The shrill gorge lark cannot be seen or heard so far. Do but look up.
Lack, I have no eyes. Is wretchedness deprived that benefit to end itself by death? There is yet some comfort when misery could beguile the tyrant's rage and frustrate his proud will.
Ah, give me your arm. Up.
No.
Help.
Harvest, feel you your legs? You stand.
Too well.
This is above all strangeness. Upon the crown of the cliff, what thing was that which parted from you?
A poor unfortunate beggar.
As I stood here below, methought his eyes were 2 full moons. He had 1,000 noses, horns, whelped and waved like the enrigid sea. It was some fiend. Therefore, thou happy father, think. The clearest gods who make them honors of men's impossibilities have preserved thee.
I do remember now. Henceforth I'll bear affliction till it do cry out itself, enough, enough, and die. That thing you speak of, I took it for a man. Often 'twould say, the fiend, the fiend. He led me to that place.
Air free and patient thoughts.
No, they cannot touch me for coining. I am the king himself.
Oh, thou sight-piercing sight.
Nature's above art in that respect. There's your press money. The fellow handles his bow like a crow keeper. Draw me a clothier's yard! Look. A mouse. See, see. This piece of toasted cheese will do it. Here's my gauntlet. I'll prove it on the giant. Bring up the brown bills!
Oh, well flown bird.
Either count, either count! Give the word.
Sweet Marjorie.
Pass.
I know that voice.
Goneril with a white beard. They flattered me like a dog. Told me I had white hairs in my beard before the black ones were there. To say aye and no to everything I said. Aye and no too is no good divinity. And the rain came to wet me once. And the wind to make me chatter. And the thunder would not peace at my bidding. There I found them, there I smelt them out. Go to, they're not men of their words. They told me I was everything, 'tis a lie. And what aid you prove?
The trick of that voice I do well remember. Is it not the king?
Aye. Every inch a king. When I do stare, see how the subject quakes. I pardon that man's life. What was thy cause? Adultery? Thou shalt not die. Die for adultery?
No.
The wren goes toot. The small gilded fly does lecher in my sight. Let copulation fray! The Gloucester's bastard son was kinder to his father than my daughters got between the lawful sheets. To it, luxury. Pell-mell. For I lack soldiers. Behold yon simpering dame, whose face between her forks presages snow, that minces virtue and does shake the head to hear of pleasure's name. The fishoon of a soiled horse goes to it with a more riotous appetite. Down from the waist there, centaurs. No women all above. But to the girdle do the gods inherit. Beneath it all the fiends. There's hell, there's darkness, there is the sulphurous pit. Burning, scalding, stench, consumption. Give me an ounce of civet, good apothecary, sweeten my imagination. There's money for thee.
Oh, let me kiss that hand.
Let me wipe it first. Smells of mortality.
Oh, ruined piece of nature. This great world shall so wear out to naught. Dost thou know me?
Now remember thine eyes!
What? Just squinting at me?
No, no. Do thy worst, blind Cupid. I'll not love.
Read thou this challenge. Mark but the penning of it. Where all thy letters, son, could not see.
I will not take this from report. It is my heart breaks.
Read! What with the case of eyes?
Yeah, oh, you're there with me. No eyes here. No money in your purse. Your eyes are in a heavy case. Your purse in the light. That you may see how this world goes.
I see it feelingly.
What? Mad? A man may see how this world goes with no eyes. Look with thine ears! See how yon justice rails on yon simple thief.
Hark in thine ear! Change places and handy-dandy, which is the justice and which the thief.
Thou seen a farmer's dog bark at a beggar?
Aye, sir.
And the creature run from the cur? There thou mightst behold the great image of authority. Dogs obeyed in office.
Woof, woof, woof. the rest at all. Thou hotly lusts to use her in that kind for which thou whipst her.
Usurer hangs the cousin. Through tattered clothes, small vices do appear. Robes and furred gowns hide all. Plates in with gold, and the strong lance of justice hurtless breaks. Arm it in rags of pygmy's straw does pierce it. None to defend, none, I say none. I'll label them. Take this with me, my friend.
I have the power to seal the accuser's lips. Get thee glass eyes!
Like a scurvy politician, seem to see the things thou dost not. No. Pull off my boots.
Harder.
So.
Oh, matter and impertinency, mixed reason and madness.
If thou wilt weep my fortune, take my eyes. I know thee well enough, thy name is Gloucester. Thou must be patient. We came crying hither.
Thou knowest the first time that we smell the air, we wall and cry. I will preach to thee, Mark.
When we are born, we cry that we are come to this great stage of fools.
This is a good block. It were a delicate stratagem to shoe a troop of horse with felt. I'll put it in proof. And when I've stolen upon these son-in-laws and kill...
Immediately, hang upon him, sir, your most dear daughter.
No rescue. What? A prisoner? I am even the natural fool of fortune. Use me well. You shall have ransom. Let me have surgeons and cut to the brains.
You shall have anything.
No seconds. All myself. Why, this would make a man a fan of salt. To use his eyes for garden water pots. Aye. Laying autumn's dust.
Good sir.
I will die bravely. Like a smug bridegroom. But I will be jovial. Come, come. I am a king. My masters. Know you that?
You are a royal one, and we obey you.
Then there's life in it. And you shall get it by running.
Such a pitiful and the meanest wretch. Past speaking of in a king.
Hail, gentle sir.
Sir, speed you. What's your will?
Do you know aught, sir, of a battle to win?
Most sure and vulgar. Everyone hears that which can distinguish sound.
But by your favor, how near is the other army?
Near and on speedy foot. The main descry stands on the hourly fort.
Thank you, sir. That's all.
Though that the queen on special cause is here, her army is moved on.
Thank you, sir.
You ever gentle gods, take my breath from me. Let not my worst spirit tempt me again to die before you, please.
Well, pray you, father.
Now, good sir, what are you?
A most poor man, made tame to fortune's blows, or by the art of known and feeling sorrows, and pregnant to good pity. Give me your arm. I'll lead you to some biding.
Hearty thanks. The bounty and the benison of heaven to boot and boot.
A proclaimed prize. Most happy. That eyeless head of thine was first framed flesh to raise my fortunes. Thou old unhappy traitor, briefly thyself remember, the sword is out that must destroy thee.
Oh, let thy friendly hand put strength
and wisdom. Old peasant, dost thou support a published traitor? Hence, lest that the infection of his fortune take like hold on thee. Let go his arm. Let go, say, or thou diest. Out, dunghill!
Ah! hast slain me, villain. Take my purse. If ever thou wilt thrive, bury my body, and take the letters which thou findest about me to Edmund, Earl of Gloucester. Seek him out upon the English party. Oh, untimely death.
I know thee well, a serviceable villain, as duteous to the vices of thy mistress as badness would desire.
What? Is he dead?
Let's see, the letter that he speaks of may be my friend. Leave, gentle wax, and manners blame us not. To know our enemies' minds, we'd rip their hearts, their papers is most lawful. Let our reciprocal vows be remembered. You have many opportunities to cut him off. If your will want not, time and place will be fruitfully offered. There is nothing done if he return the conqueror. Then am I the prisoner and his bed my jail, from the loathed warmth whereof deliver me and supply the place for your labor. Your wife, so I would say, affectionate servant Goneril. Oh, indistinguished space of woman's will, a plot upon her virtuous husband's life and the exchange, my brother.
The king is mad. How stiff is my vile sense that I stand up and have ingenious feelings of my huge sorrow. Better I would distract. So should my thoughts be severed from my griefs, and woes by wrong imaginations lose the knowledge of themselves.
Give me your hand. Far off, methinks I hear the beaten drum. Come, father. I'll bestow you with a friend.